You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter. A comprehensive study of the California State University system released in February 2018 found that 11% of students experienced homelessness one or more times in the past year. This percentage was slightly higher among Cal Poly students at 12.3%. Reporting for KCBX, I found out what homelessness looks like for some students. According to the study, student homelessness can be defined as living in a temporary shelter, unsheltered in a place not meant for human habitation, or lacking a fixed, regular, and adequate nighttime residence. Many students end up homeless for a number of reasons, finances usually topping the list. However, some students are homeless not out of necessity, but because they choose to be.
I'm a mechanical engineering student at Cal Poly. I live in a van.
That's Austin Henry. Instead of going home to a permanent residence, he just parks his van and hunkers down for the night. The study would classify him as homeless, but Henry says his van is his home.
There were a multitude of factors that kind of prompted me to take on the van lifestyle. Mainly a sense of adventure. Life just kind of like lined up to make it advantageous and possible.
Henry spent last summer constructing the inside of the van to function more or less like a tiny home. He's got solar panels on the roof, a stocked refrigerator, a sink with running water, and a cook stove that runs on propane. Henry even built himself a lifted bed with shelving and a pull-out desk beneath it.
I'm really, really passionate about woodworking and welding and working on engines. And so I've always had the skills, and I've been learning more skills as I've gone. And I just kind of put them all together to do this.
Henry says he could afford a permanent place in San Luis Obispo, but living in his van saves him and his parents a lot of money.
They didn't need to foot the bill for rent this year. It's not a conventional home, but I own my own home and I don't have to pay rent. And so it's a lot cheaper of a lifestyle to live than the regular apartment lifestyle.
The only thing Henry's rig doesn't have? A bathroom. So he showers at the Cal Poly Recreation Center, which he has full access to as a student. And aside from the initial cost of putting the van together, he really only pays for the basic necessities: food, laundry, and gas. Bree Weiser is another homeless student. She recently finished taking classes at Cal Poly and is temporarily living in her car.
I'm doing it to save money because I'm leaving in May. If I was going to be here longer, then I would probably invest in a place. I could afford a place and go through my savings, but to me, my savings are for traveling. They're not for, like, rent.
Visor's lifestyle is much less high-tech than Henry's. She says everyday activities are much more time-consuming without a home base, and she struggles to stay warm. Visor also says that just general privacy is something she misses.
If you just want the world to stop and be alone, to just think, people are always around you. Even if I go in my car, people are walking by. I'm just pretty introverted. Where do I go to be, like, absolutely alone?
These aren't the only challenges Visor deals with. She has a small Honda Accord where she sleeps in the back seat, but sometimes the car can get uncomfortable. So Visor likes to take naps in nearby parks. And she says passersby are often concerned for her well-being.
When I'm sleeping outside, people come up and they wake me up and they ask if I'm okay. They think it's a dead body. Almost every time I'm sleeping outside, that happens. They're like, are you okay? Do you need help? I'm like, I'm just napping.
Unlike Henry, Visor's parents are unsupportive of her decision to live in her car. They prefer she be in a safer environment, but Visor isn't interested.
They were very upset. They're like, just get a place. I kind of just told them that, you know, I'm not like a kid. They can't really decide any of my choices. They just have to accept them.
San Luis Obispo's laws ban overnight camping on all city streets and parking lots, a legal dilemma for Visor. Henry says he usually parks in nearby regional and state parks and pays the fee for camping. Neither plan to make this a permanent lifestyle, but for now, as students, it works for them. Reporting for KCBX, I'm Rachel Showalter.